B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week stuck out of here.
This is the guy from Machine.
Guy from Machine.
Come see me. And it wouldn't be 98 Mile without your favorite bartender in the city. Come to the Machine, 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 Machine. This one's for you, Fred. Sports Hub. The Jam. It's the place where the hosts are schlubby. And the co-host, chubby. Except Fred, he will be my hubby. Hello. All your hosts should come here soon. Come to Machine and check your boom boom. I'll be happy. I'll sing my tune. I'll
boopity bop my boom boom.
Come to Machine today, get your boom boom on the floor tonight. Bring Remy, come to Machine today. Save that guy named Dennis Eckersley, just for me. Check that boom boom. Check that boom boom. Hello, Freddy.
Hello.
Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
A rugged double bear. Check that boom boom for me. This is the guy from Machine. Check that boom boom.
Wave the flag, hide the gate flag power.
Hello. Check that boom boom. Come to the Machine, 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 Machine. Check that boom boom. See you Friday or Saturday night. Bye. Check that boom boom for me.
Hello.
We are the Toucher and Radio, a Toucher and Rich radio program, and the gang's back today.
Yeah.
Got Wallach, Rich. Now, Wallach, what did you do over here?
You were the Gooch, right? The Gooch's Beach?
Yes, I was. I went up to Maine to check on my father. I haven't seen him in about 6 months. So he's
was 80, he dead or something?
He's 83, so I was a little worried about him. He's fine. Spent about 3-4 days up in Maine. Family was somewhere else. They were in Philadelphia. They came back. Now everyone is home.
Well, fantastic.
Yes.
And Rich, you had a couple days off.
I did. Yep, just the old 4th of July, and it's weird around here. It's like all of a sudden, whereas everything in Massachusetts is going about as well as it can as far as the numbers are concerned, stuff's blowing up on Nantucket. Like it's like, I'm not kidding you. It's like for almost a month, like right until the last week of May, there were no cases of COVID-19, and in the last 2 weeks, there's like an estimated 160, and that's for a 13-mile island. So, and I'm seeing it all over the place too. It's because people get vacation mind when they come here, and so like people are showing up on the island, and because they're vacation mode, nobody's wearing a mask. Like out in town, and I don't go into town anymore. I just don't. And so, but that's where all the tourists go. And I had to you had to drive through there to get somewhere I was going this weekend. And no one is wearing a mask. And it got so bad that the town, and the thing is, there's only like, this is a very small hospital they have here. But since like the last like 3 weeks, there is a drive-through coronavirus testing and it's been packed. And also, you know, think about it. How many people are going to go on vacation and get tested while you're on vacation? Like that's a small number of people. So think about that. There's a line to get the testing done. And these are people who are on vacation. And so it got so bad that over this past week, they had to issue a mandatory mask rule. So if you are anywhere in town, you have to wear a mask wherever you go around town. So,
but I would assume you're coming back soon.
We're in stage three,
baby.
I don't know. I thought I was going to, but I actually don't know now. Now I just don't know if it's worth it. You know, getting Mary sick. So I'm not sure. I might stick around.
No, it's not getting Mary sick. I mean, I would just assume that we're in, I mean, it's not going to get any better than stage three until there's a whatever you call it, inoculation or
vaccine.
Vaccine.
Yeah, it's I don't know. These are discussions. Trust me, they're not easy discussions that we've had. But I don't even know if it's worth it right now. So we're gonna see. I have a
never
ticket
saw
for next
him
week.
Again.
Maybe
we're never gonna see Rich again.
If the country didn't f this up as bad as they have, we were going in the right direction, and now we're not.
Massachusetts is fine. Massachusetts is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And it still might not be good enough. As I said, I mean, over here on the island, it's blown up. So we're just basically holed up. Like, we haven't gone anywhere. We've been for, like, the last, like, week or so. So
you're the Shining. You're going to lose your mind.
I wish I didn't. I wish I didn't have to. But, unfortunately, people are a-holes, and they're not wearing their stupid masks, and it's ruining it for everybody.
So, you got to come back. Are you never going to? It's stage three, baby. Today, it's
phase
not going to get better.
Yes.
There's not stage four.
There is a stage four, but that's not until you get the. It's not until they have a vaccine.
I mean, it's not going to get any. It might never get better than this.
You know what? So, that's the sad truth.
And the thing is that like it might never get better than this.
Massachusetts is the shining example of what the rest of the country should be like. Fred's right, Rich. It may not get any better than this. What if this is as good as it gets?
Well, then that would suck.
This is literally as good as it's going to get until there's a vaccine.
Yep.
So you're going to be trapped on Nantucket maybe forever.
Yeah, until there's a vaccine, it could be. Well, it's getting worse. That's the thing here. Now in Nantucket,
well,
you've got to escape.
Got to escape to the city.
We'll see. As I said, I might go back next week for like a trial thing. But then I've got all that planned. Like as soon as I get back, I'm going to get a test. I mean, it's different. As I said, I mean, like with Mary's condition, if she gets
I just
want to put in perspective that I'm not being like I'm not. This is
no,
not me.
I know,
like,
I know, I know.
If Mary gets it, there is just under a 1 in 5 chance that it's fatal with what she has. So I'm not effing around. Like this is one of those things where I mean, we've had a ton of discussions about going back. So like anytime there's any kind of weird spike, I'm just like, and dude, trust me, there is nothing I would like more than to see a human being. Nothing I would like more. That's why when I see these a-holes coming from all over the country to here and not wearing, it's like, hey, vacation time, I get enraged because like you're effing up my life for the next year. Like I could have been back. I could have been with you guys. We could have been doing stuff. Hell, the casino's about to open. And as I said, that's my happy place. Like I just want it. Like when I know it's all over with, I'm going to be sitting at a blackjack table drinking. Like that's just for some reason, like my happy moment that everything's all right in the world because it's like everything that's wrong doing it all at once. Like in a crowd of people drinking and not caring about people all around you and getting smothered. Like that's like opening up too, and when I see these, I almost swore. When I see these a-holes like walking down, and just like, hey, vacation time, it pisses me off because you're ruining my life for at least until there's a vaccine. They're outside and some inside. Although a lot of the restaurants here who were open up on the inside have since stopped that because there's been the infection rate has gone up, so they've started doing it just outside. So no, it's weird. It's like it's a strange thing here, and I think it's because people from all over the country are coming here, whereas in Boston proper, people seem to be doing it right, which I love, and I think that's amazing. And I mean, Christian Vasquez, we'll play his clip later on. His family lives in Florida, and usually I think that they, for the most part, they stay down there during the season, but he's like, dude, they're all here now. This is the safest place in the world right now, or at least in the country, is to come to Boston. So we'll see. We'll see how all that goes. But trust me, there's nothing I'd rather be than be there right now. There's nothing I'd rather do.
I took advantage of the stage three. I got myself a tattoo over the... Oh, baby. You got that right. I got a tattoo on... what the hell day was it? One of them days. Friday, I got a tattoo. It was a freedom situation. I said, stick a needle in me. I want a tattoo. So now I have my fourth tattoo out of And there I go. That's what I did, baby. I celebrated.
Good for you.
To go along with these huge white spots that are on my forearms from the sun. But that was it. I got the Bad Brains lightning bolt. Very cool. Very appropriate for a 45-year-old.
Where is it?
Just super cool. You know where your sleeve of your short sleeve shirt comes down?
Yeah.
It's about halfway between my elbow and where the short sleeve shirt would come down.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that was going on. And the guy at the front desk had a face mask on. Like the... he had a mask, and he had a like a welder's mask on.
So like Bane,
that was going on.
It was like Bane.
No, like no. Like Flashdance. Like when the woman,
like those visors, the V Stiviano.
yeah.
The V Stiviano.
Yeah, face shield. Yeah, okay. Yeah, she like when she was in Flashdance, right? That's called the Flashdance. Everyone understands
the welder's mask.
Yeah, everyone understands the flash dance.
Sure.
She was just a working girl from Pittsburgh with a dream to dance. So I got that going on now, which is pretty exciting. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up as you sequester yourself in Nantucket, as you cannot see other people? What are your kids doing?
I have been taking them to a baseball field that's here and running them. So we've been doing that. We've been playing a lot of baseball on our own. We have been there's parts of the beach that I've been taking them to that no one else like is on. You can find empty spots away from like all the tourists. So there's been that. Listen, it sucked. It sucks. It hasn't been great, but we're trying to find some way to get them to expend their energy. So you know they're in this. I feel the worst for them. No,
have they seen other kids? Boy.
Take them on the rowboat, baby.
Those kids have been through a lot.
Yeah.
Yep, well, they have. It sucks. And I feel awful for them.
Does the rowboat have enough room for two children?
Well, we have taken the rowboat to a place where we go fishing, which we both suck at, my son and I, my son Hank and I. So we suck at fishing. But, dude, that's like it, and that's all we got. And, like, I just ordered a bunch of backyard water toys and stuff because there's no more. It's like inflatable slide. Dude, I'm going crazy, and it's nuts. And I feel the worst for them. That's the worst part of it. But I can't F around, man.
Humans are not meant to be that way. No, I completely understand why you're doing it. I completely understand. It just sucks. I mean, that just sucks. Because, like, Milo's got basketball camp today and is baseball practice tonight.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's just, that sucks.
Ugh. They do, like, Roblox and stuff like that. John knows all about that.
Oh, God, every night.
I know Roblox. Yeah. My daughter does Roblox.
Yeah.
I know about it. And my son does Fortnite, and that's how he spent 7 hours yesterday.
So is it Rich's life has turned into the movie A Quiet Place, pretty much. It's just like, all right.
Yeah.
It's like a zombie movie. Anytime anyone like creeps up behind you, hello. It's like, it sucks. It's not fun.
No, and this is since March.
Yep. It's been a while now, and there's nothing I would like more than to just be away from it all. Just see people, but we're not there yet because there's a-holes everywhere ruining it for everyone.
Yeah, but I mean, regardless,
every other country's got their crap together. Every other country can figure it out, but except for ours. At least our area is doing it okay, but man, it's Florida sucks. Every place sucks.
Yeah, but Florida, you're not in Florida.
Yeah, but I mean, it's starting to spread everywhere. It's like Florida, Texas, Arizona, and it's now everyone found out the secret, and everyone's vacationing up here, and it sucks.
All right. All right, what's coming up, Rich, as you
let's get to baseball. We had real spring training baseball this past weekend, and Dan Roach tweeting videos from inside of Fenway, so he's one of the lucky ones that's able to get in there.
No.
So I felt good for him.
Yeah, you guys weren't here, but they've not given him good seats.
Oh yeah, he's about 8 miles from home plate.
He's like in the upper decks. Yeah,
yeah. They have not put him in a good position, but we'll have all that.
Do you think he cares though?
No.
Do you think he cares? No. Foot in the door. That's all he cares about.
No. He just loves the smack of the bat. But we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And by the way, if it makes you feel better, Rich, I have been quarantined because my family had the audacity to go to Tennessee, so I have been quarantined.
Except for the tattoo?
I'm allowed to. I mean, I can do whatever I want. I can't go to work.
No, it's not quite a quarantine if you're getting a tattoo.
Quarantined from work.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I thought you just said quarantine, like staying at home. I was, okay.
Not staying at home? What are you, insane?
So they're making you not go into work?
Yes. There's a difference between quarantine and not going to work.
Most people quarantine. Most people quarantine inside a building. You have to quarantine outside this building. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, exactly. Like
you're blackballed, essentially.
Yes, you're on the no-fly zone. Yeah,
right. Yeah.
So no, I'm quarantined from work until I go back a week from Wednesday, which I'm very much looking forward to. But yes, I am at home right now. My son had a sleepover last night. I'm sure they're enjoying my voice very, very much. All right, what's going on?
Well, Friday we got our first crack at a bat at a rebooted spring training across the country, and it was, well, weird. A lot of social distancing, coronavirus testing, and players making the ultimate decision on the upcoming season. And this weekend we got our biggest name to opt out of this year's abbreviated game plan, David
Price. Oh, guess
Price.
Who it would be? Yeah, that's a shocker.
Freshly traded from L.A. from right here, obviously, said it was the decision that weighed on him for months. But because of health concerns for his wife, 3-year-old son, and his 11-month-old daughter, he's decided to opt out this season.
That's
he
right.
He told USA Today, quote, "It was the toughest decision I've had to make, knowing I'm making the right decision for myself and my family. We've been in this conversation with the Dodgers for a long time about this. The amount of money he forfeits is substantial. About $11.8 million in salary. That ain't hay. But this does benefit the Red Sox in that they were due to pay Price about $6 million of that, so now they'll likely save that amount with Price sitting out this year."
Could you think of anyone but David Price? I mean, he would be the first person that you would think of that didn't have, you know, a situation at home. Like, I mean, JD Martinez has got asthma. He's playing Avery Bradley, in basketball, you understand why he's not playing. There's that, there's an issue in his home. David Price, of course, has got to be the guy who doesn't play. He's got to be the guy who makes it about himself. I mean, he's, from what my understanding is, there's no unique situation for him.
I think it's just that he has like a kid that's under 1 year old and he doesn't want to get his family.
Yeah, well, so don't, a lot of people do. They got to go outside. They got to go work. He doesn't have to.
That's the thing.
He's got enough money where he's in that situation.
If you were to guess why he's doing it, do you think it's because of the coronavirus?
Actually, I think I'm not going to bang him for this one. I think it is about the coronavirus for David Price this time. Yes, right, he's shown an incredible ability to be selfish and self-serving. You know, I get that part of it, but on this particular thing, I'm not going to blame him for it.
Okay, well, I do.
Well, meanwhile, at Fenway, players were spread out from their usual locker rooms and divided into luxury suites to provide for their social distancing.
Yeah,
and
baby.
players had to spit in tubes repeatedly to submit for COVID testing. Manager Ron Renicki announced that several players had tested positive, including pitchers Josh Taylor and Darwin Hernandez. Also, Eduardo Rodriguez, not at Friday's practice because he was recently around someone who tested positive for the virus, and the team is awaiting his test results. I don't think they've gotten him back yet. All of this creating a strange din over a season that seemed to be all but a certainty to be completed less than a few weeks ago, but things have definitely changed over the last few weeks. As I was mentioning before, Christian Vasquez said he brought his family here because it's much safer than Florida where they live. On top of that, star players are either considering opting out because of the virus or battling it as we speak, such as Freddie Freeman of the Atlanta Braves. I don't know if you heard this, but his wife this weekend posted an update on her Instagram stating, "Most of you might know by now, Freddie tested positive for COVID-19 last night. He has had body aches, headaches, chills, and a high fever since Thursday. He is someone who literally never gets sick, and the virus hit him like a ton of bricks."
He literally never gets sick?
That's what she wrote.
It's a literal definition of
he's unbreakable. He's Bruce Willis.
He's literally never gets sick.
Now, was it that he never got sick or injured there, John? Because I think unbreakable is he never got. They never really talked about him having sniffles.
I thought it was both. Never injured and never sick in that movie.
Literally never gotten sick in his entire life.
She says, "We've been really strict for the last 4 months. Haven't gone to a grocery store. Haven't gone out to dinner once. Haven't seen our friends and only allowed family at our house. And we still got it. So far, Charlie, Carol, and I are okay. We appreciate all the messages and prayers. Please take this virus seriously. Wear a mask when in public and wash your hands frequently." So Felix Hernandez also announced that he is going to be opting out. Players such as Mike Trout have yet to commit. Andrew Miller expressed doubt that the season would finish. And Sean Doolittle, a pitcher
Andrew
for the Washington...
Andrew Miller's got to get it together. He's got to start... setting up some Cardinal games there. I mean, let's not go crazy, Andrew Miller. You're in the hub of baseball. Get with it. Come on.
Well, Sean Doolittle, a pitcher for the
Washington.
By the
way, Trout's playing. I mean, Trout's out there. He's wearing a mask. But, I mean, he's on the field. I mean, he's practicing. So I would assume that he's looking to play. I don't know why he would pull out after he's been practicing.
Well, he told the media, I mean, even though he's there, he told the media he's not sure he's going to stay there.
Right.
Also, Sean Doolittle, pitcher for the Washington Nationals this weekend, outlined how players are feeling at the start of camp.
"It does, like, bring to mind kind of where we're at in our response to this as a country. Like, we're trying to bring baseball back during a pandemic that's killed 130,000 people. We're way worse off as a country than where we were in March when we shut this thing down. And like, look at where other developed countries are in their response to this. We haven't done any of the things that other countries have done to bring sports back. Sports are like the reward of a functioning society, a functional society. And we're just like trying to just bring it back, even though we've taken none of the steps to have it to flatten the curve, or whatever you want to say, to like, we did flatten the curve for a little bit, but we didn't use that time to do anything productive. We just opened back up for Memorial Day. We decided we're done with it. Like, if there aren't sports, it's going to be because people are not wearing masks, because the response to this has been so politicized. We need help from the general public. If they want to watch baseball, like, please wear a mask, like, social distance, keep washing your hands. Like, we can't just have virus fatigue and think it's been like, well, it's been 4 months. Like, we're over it. This has been enough time, right? We've waited long enough. Like, shouldn't sports come back now? No, there's things we have to do in order to bring the stuff back. So like, and now you want to bring fans back? I mean, I don't know. Is that safe? I'm not a public health expert, but like, we should probably defer to them on some of these issues. So I don't know. I don't know if it's safe or not. I really don't know. But like, that doesn't seem like something that, I don't know if that feels like a good idea or not. I don't know.
Well, in more positive.
And again, hockey will be the only sport that comes back.
It might be because it's in Canada.
several right. times. I have not heard one hockey player complain. Literally not one.
Well, maybe because they haven't been presented with the plan yet. They're still waiting for that.
No, they have the plan. It's done.
They have the plan.
Plan's done.
The plans, yeah, they know exactly what
they're going to announce.
It's also taking place in Canada, which might save the sport.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yes.
Well, regardless, I'm not saying absolutely it's in Canada, and maybe that helps. But all I'm saying is that I've been talking about this for a long time, is that Canada, that they are going to play hockey for sure, and maybe nothing else gets played. Because they're not complaining, and they're going to go do it. And I don't blame anyone for not wanting to play. However, Johnny Wall game is not considered essential, so he's at work right now.
So here I am, baby.
I wish I was at work right now.
I'm just going to say, and you're jealous. I wish you were where I am.
My wife was like, you've got to get the hell to work.
Seriously. Yeah. You see people, you say hello. Don't discount how important that is in your daily life.
Heaven. It's heaven to go to work right now, and I'm not lying. And even the half an hour on the way home is like...
That's the best part of my day. It's the greatest.
I listen to podcasts. Oh. I'm having the time of my life. But, the baseball players, which is weird because they're out... I don't know, man. They're outside, and I don't know what they want. I mean, John, how many people are practicing at a time?
For what, baseball?
Yeah.
Everybody's out there. I mean, the difference...
Yeah, but how many people is it?
Oh, I don't know, 9, 10? I mean, you scatter guys around. Don't have 25 guys on the field or 60 guys on the field at the same time.
So
you spread people out. I mean, you have some people over at BC. You have some people at Fenway, some people at Pawtucket.
Yes. And so my thing is, like, you're around 9 or 10 people. I mean, that's just the way life is. I mean, if you go for a walk, you're going to pass by more than 9 or 10 people. But if they don't want to do it, they don't want to do it. I mean, you know, if they're nervous about doing it. And by the way, I've heard nothing about fans going. So I don't know.
That was
what
a
that's
question that
about.
Was asked yet. No, I have. They've been talking about in some of the states there, even like Texas, that was thrown out there. Remember that they said that they were considering having fans show up.
All right, fair enough. Okay, I was wrong. But what I would say is that if there's fans, that doesn't affect you at all. Isn't it 6 feet? Am I still
It's 6 feet. Fans are not closer than 6 feet. It's not a public health risk to the players. It's a public health risk to those who show up and watch.
Depending on where they put you. Not congratulations. Yes, absolutely. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. But yes, it's a public health issue to the fans. I don't really know what the players want. I mean, people are... 10 people are around each other. I don't really know what you want them to do.
I mean, ultimately, it comes down to how well you can protect players in this kind of bubble. And, Rich, I'm sure you've seen this, and Fred, I'm sure you've seen this too. What the NHL has decided to do is akin to what the NBA has decided to do as far as putting players in a bubble and keeping them there and testing every day. And that's as good as you can do. But for football and baseball, where you don't have that bubble to put the players into simply because there are either too many or because you choose not to, there's a real threat. I mean, it's the acceptable risk of what all of these players are willing to undergo.
Right.
And for the NHL and the NBA, the risk is a lot lower than the other two sports. From what I've just read about what the NHL has decided to do with testing, they're going to test like hotel workers and bartenders and all of these things are going to be tested in the NHL. And if anyone is tested positive, they're out. And for the football, there are just far too many players to keep control of. And for baseball, I don't see any of those protocols. So, I mean, it depends on what sport you play, and it depends upon what your acceptable level of risk is.
But in baseball, and we talked about this with Roach when you two bozos were gone, is that, like, don't lick your fingers. So if I lick my fingers, I throw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It gets hit to shortstop to first, back to the pitcher.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, then you're just going to get it. I mean, if that gives you the coronavirus, me licking my fingers and having a tiny amount of saliva that then flies through the air for 60-some-odd feet, gets hit by a bat, rolls on the ground, goes to a shortstop who throws it to first. I mean, does that not ring like idiotic to anyone else? Like, if please, listen, you can get the coronavirus, but I would guess it's by being around people or spitting. I understand the spitting thing, even though they'll never be able to stop it. But like that idea that you can't lick your fingers is like, what are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do?
I mean, not that's play. Just, I mean, yeah. That's what some of the players are saying. Not play.
But I mean, that's going to give you the coronavirus. I mean, of all the things that are going to get you the coronavirus, it's that you've licked your fingers, and then a ball has been thrown 95 miles an hour and hit with a bat. I don't get it. But you know, that's the way it goes. And listen, I'm taking the coronavirus seriously. I'm getting tattoos and making out with hookers. I mean, I'm doing it all. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know about the baseball players. But I have said often, Rich, and you have denied me. You have said no, 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 no. But I told you, Johnny, if you had to bet what sport's coming back out of the four, what would you say?
I for the reasons I just told you, I think that hockey and basketball have the best chance of starting and completing.
Now that they've moved to Canada?
Oh, well, yeah. Now that they moved to Canada and the testing protocols.
Toronto's not like Edmonton, I understand, but Toronto's would be the fourth largest city in the United States.
But the over-the-top testing that the NHL has set up, if this actually comes to fruition and they follow through on this, that gives hockey the best chance, I think, of the four. But basketball is a close second. I mean, baseball may do it, and football may do it in the face of a massive coronavirus wave. I mean, it's spiked around the country.
But wouldn't you think that baseball is by far the safest?
No, I don't.
Why? You're outside. There's very little contact.
I'd say it's the safest. Out of all of them, out of the major four?
Oh, as far as spacing is concerned, yes. Yeah. But
But Rich, in terms of not getting the coronavirus,
but the problem is John's right. You're traveling, and you're going into hot zones.
Okay, you're going to Miami, you're going to Florida. But in terms of playing the game.
Oh, the actual game itself? On the field, sure. But that's it's all the other stuff that goes with playing baseball.
No, I understand. I'm just saying that, listen, I'm not, I don't mean to be like the guy who's like, I'm not taking it seriously. I am, but the out of all of them, the pastoral game of baseball seems to be
the social distancing is built in. Yes,
exactly.
That's
as hell away from everyone else.
That's correct.
So, all right, what do we got coming up, Rich?
Everyone's changing their names. Let's get to that. Some fun happening over in Washington and Cleveland and everywhere.
Fantastic. All right, we'll have that for you. Here are the headlines.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused. Toucher and Rich. What the hell is going on?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, these breaks are so long. So much time to get orange juice. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, there are things happening in the world that are positives, I would guess, I would say. And can you give us an example of some?
Well, this is great because it makes a jackass look stupid. In 2013, Washington Redskins owner Dan Snyder, who I don't even think there's an argument, is the worst owner in sports, even worse than Dolan, I think we can honestly say.
Oh, I don't know. Those two are close at the finish.
Nah.
Because Snyder is such a bad owner that he bought the licenses, if I'm not mistaken, of the radio stations in town so they could not criticize the Redskins.
That's true. And he sued a, like a one of those weekly, you know, like newspapers, like the Metro, you know, that used to be here.
And yeah.
So they wouldn't make fun of him.
Well, right. If they're two different types of owners. I mean, Snyder is hypersensitive, while Dolan just doesn't care. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point. That's a good point. But there doesn't mean they're both awful.
They're both
bottom of the barrel. Doesn't get worse. Yeah. Now that Donald Sterling's gone, here's the two that are left. They were like the three, you know, the three stooges at some point. But now you got Dan Snyder sitting over here, who told USA Today in 2013 that he would never change the name of his team, and you could write that in capital letters. He said, "Well, it's funny how opinions change when a gargantuan amount of money is threatened to be pulled." On Friday, FedEx, the name sponsor of FedEx Field, where the Redskins play, threatened to pull their sponsorship if the team didn't change their name. Moments after that, Nike pulled the team's merchandise off their website. What a coincidence that hours later, the team's PR staff released a memo stating that they were going to explore other options for the team's name. Now, my favorite article that came out over the weekend was from The Onion. It was said, team decides to change name to the DC Redskins. So, which would be a total Dan Snyder move. Now, there is, according to Bovada, the big betting site that I know that the Bankroll Boys like to take a look at every once in a while, odds on what names are going to be chosen. Right now, the leader in the clubhouse is the Washington Presidents at plus 300. And then it goes Generals, Lincolns, Americans, and Kings. But the one that seems to be getting the Kings, the Washington Kings. Washington always screws up their name change. They went from the Bullets, which wasn't a good name, to the Wizards.
But the Bullets? What's wrong with that?
The Bullets? Well, I know the Wizards. Like,
they went to the Wizards. Like, yeah, of all the names you could name something, you went Gandalf on our ass.
I've told this story before, but I think it bears repeating, is that I had half-season tickets to the Pistons when I was growing up, and they were moving to Auburn Hills. And they had this from the Silverdome, and they had this big contest if you could pick the name of the new arena. And so I was at the game where they announced it, and they're like, "Ladies and gentlemen, the Palace of Auburn Hills."
Like, all right, well, I don't know.
Woo, we did it.
Exactly. Like, I don't quite know how that got through, but yes, indeed. And if I'm Snyder, like, why do you care?
Okay, Fred, now, this is something I've been saying for a while now. Like, if sometimes you have to speak to a guy like Dan Snyder in terms that he understands. Take the whole race thing out of it. Let's say race has nothing to do with it. Just talk about dollars. So if you were to change the name of your team, not only, A, would you get the goodwill, and would you, you know, you could even sell it as, hey, look, I'm a great guy, and hey, I'm all of that. But more than anything, every jersey that's ever been sold, all the fans got to buy brand new merch, brand new jerseys, brand new everything. Yes. All the licensing gets refreshed, and it is dollars, dollars, dollars. And I've never understood why he just didn't look at it purely by that standpoint and go, how do I lose in this?
Because he was being pushed. He was being forced. That's the thing. Okay. I'm worth billions of dollars. You can't force me to do anything. Okay. Well, actually, if we take your money, yes, we can.
Okay, so if I'm Dan Snyder, why do I care? Like not in terms of I want to keep the name, but why would I? If everyone's going to change the name, just change the name.
Because someone's telling you what to do.
No, and John grew up a Redskins fan. That's the whole thing.
So it's still there.
No, I understand that. But he's like, we've always been the Redskins. You know, I've been entrusted with the namesake of this team, all this tradition. We're not changing it, and I'm worth enough money so I don't have to change it.
The big tradition that you have to.
That was his thinking.
But do you guys ever I think about it all the time. It's like, why do you care? Like, what does it matter to you? Just change the name. If enough people are pissed off, for instance, if I own a tech company and they put pressure on me to change the name and I still own it and it's still the same product, why the hell would I care about changing the name?
It's not like people are going to. And you can make more money if you do it.
Right, no. And it's not like people are going to stop going to games.
Yeah.
Because you're not the Redskins anymore. I mean, it's just the evolution of a product. I mean, it happens constantly in business. I have no idea why he's fought tooth and nail for that thing.
Oh,
it's just... And look, I got no stake in the game, but I would just say if everyone's pissed, just change it.
Change the name. Cash in. Make some money.
It's not like
everyone's happy.
Right. And it's not like it's something that is your opinion and I'm not going to move from this opinion. You can still do whatever you want with the team.
Right.
Change the effing name.
Well,
like, who cares?
Well, now, since you've had that, now the Cleveland Indians are discussing changing a name as well.
See, and Terry... the Indians is different to me. Now, I don't care if they change their name or not, even though it's going to make Major League obsolete. But the movie Major League. But, like, Redskins seems... really racist.
Right,
like, Indians...
Well, Indians is... obviously, the problem is that they're
the
not
logo.
From India. No, and the Chief Wahoo is, obviously...
I understand Chief right. Wahoo, but... Like, the Redskins is so...
Yeah, I know. Just, it's
weird.
About their skin color. Yes. I mean, it's like a red skin. Like, you know?
but as far as I'm concerned, Native Americans don't have red skin. But regardless, I don't understand.
But it's a slang term used. Right. I understand what you're saying. Now, Indians, this is a name that, I mean, people have had a problem with Chief Wahoo and the name for a while. But Terry Francona has always kind of stayed away from talking about it until this weekend.
You know, I've been thinking about it and actually thinking about it before we put out that statement. I know in the past when I've been asked about whether it's our name or the Chief Wahoo, I think I would usually answer and say, I know that we're never trying to be disrespectful. And I still feel that way. But I don't think that's a good enough answer today. I think it's time to move forward and not just say, hey, this is, you know, I don't know. It's a very difficult subject. It's also delicate. And sometimes, like, the way I think I lead the American Legionnaires made in life, which I'm not necessarily proud of. I guess, even at my age, you don't want to be too old to learn or to realize that maybe I've been ignorant of some things. And
so
all right, we're going to have to break before we get into this. But do you think personally, you guys, if they were the Indians and they just changed the logo, that because Chief Wahoo is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So if you're the Indians and you change the logo, are we still like, is that the issue? Is the name the Indians or is it the Chief Wahoo?
It's both. I mean, for the people who have a problem with it is because their thing is we're Native Americans. We're not Indians.
Yeah, listen, you know what I mean? I got no stake in the game, and if you want to, right. And if they want to do it, I could care less. But like the Redskins is so bad.
I know. Like that's one of those. Just like, dude, just change it.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, listen, the Indians, like, whatever. Like, listen, and I'm not in the position of talking about it. I'm a British white guy, a British Irish white guy. I don't think it gets more white than that. And so, listen, if it pisses someone off, it's no skin off my back. It's not.
You just want to know which part of it pisses people off.
Right.
Is it the Chief Wahoo or the name?
Right. Let's break and we can discuss it because, the Redskins is just bad. So we can discuss Indians and we can take the call 617-779-0095. I'm interested in people's opinions on it. I don't think there's much of an argument about Redskins being bad. But and again, I'm of the mind that if it's not someone's opinion, it's not, no one's taking away your right to free speech. It's just, it's a marketing thing. So, if you want to do it, do it. But the Redskins... Listen, call me a bleeding heart liberal, but I am going to tell you right now, the Redskins is not good. That reeks of being bad. But we'll take your call. 617-779-0985. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.